manufacturing chemist of the medical profession since 1858, bring you Academy Awards. The pictures, the players, the techniques and skills which have won or been nominated for the coveted awards granted each year by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences to each in his field for outstanding achievement. The House of Squibb, makers of the great family of Squibb medicinal products, brings you one of the most delightful fantasies ever presented on the screen, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, for which Walt Disney won the 1937 Special Academy Award.
Upon a time, there lived a lovely little princess named Snow White. Her vain and wicked stepmother, the queen, feared that someday Snow White's beauty would surpass her own. So she dressed the little princess in rags and forced her to work as a scullery maid. Each day, the queen consulted her magic mirror.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
And as long as the mirror answered,
"You are the fairest one of all,"
Snow White was safe from the queen's cruel jealousy. But one day, the queen looked into her mirror, and there were flames crackling instead of her reflection. And the queen clutched her heart in fear and asked the same old question.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Famed is thy beauty, Majesty, but oh, a lovely maid I see, dragged cannot by her gentle grace. Alas, she is more fair than me.
Alas for her! Reveal her name!
Lips as red as a rose, hair as black as ebony, skin as white as snow.
No white!
Poor Snow White knew nothing of the queen's jealousy. She was alone with her friends, the white pigeons, who were watching Snow White as she peered down into the old wishing well.
Why, Millicent, promise not to tell. We're standing by a wishing well. Make a wish into the well. That's all you have to do. And if you hear it echoing, your wish will soon come true.
I'm wishing.
Frighten you?
You mustn't. I'm afraid.
Wait, please. Don't run away.
Now that I have found you, hear what I have to say. One song. I have but one song. One song only for you. One song, my heart. one love, only for you.
Good night, Snow White.
Sweet prince. Good night. Dearest prince.
Sweet prince, dearest prince, I'll take care of that. Go, send for my huntsman.
Your Majesty, I heed your call.
Huntsman, I command you, take Snow White at once to the forest and kill her and bring back her heart in this box.
What's that? Who's there? Who comes through the forest?
Oh. Don't try to run. I have you trapped.
Huntsman, what are you doing here? Why do you glare at me so?
Oh, I can't do it. I beg your highness, forgive me.
But what were you going to do?
Kill you with this knife and cut your little heart out. The queen is mad, jealous of you. Now, quickly, child, you must run.
Oh, but I know not where to run in this dark, terrible forest.
Run into the deep forest and never, never come back again.
Have a care. I'm old, mild, and sinful. I'm an ancient oak tree.
No, please, Mr. Oak Tree.
I see you, Snow White, but I see better in the dark. You can't get away from a bat.
Oh, no. No, please. Let me go. Let me go.
Have a care, Snow White. You can't escape my entangled leaves. I'm a green fern to trip you.
Let me go. Please, green fern. Let go of my ankle.
Don't try to fool a wise old owl.
No, I
know.
Don't leave me.
Imagine that the room is someone that you don't think, and you'll find your
Just whistle while you are. When hearts are high, the time will fly, so whistle while you work. What adorable little beds they have. And look, they have their names carved on them. Doc, Happy, Jamie, and Dopey. What funny names for children. Grumpy, Bashful, and Sleepy. Oh, right, Sleepy. I'm a little sleepy myself. I better lie down and close my eyes for a while. For just a little while.
And who were the seven little orphans who owned the seven little chairs in the little cottage in the forest, and the seven little beds upstairs, and the seven little plates and saucers? Why, they were the seven little dwarfs who lived in the cottage and who worked all day in a mine. And while Snow White was tidying up the little cottage, the seven little dwarfs were coming home from work.
Likely, Bashful.
I bet it's a dragon, Doc.
Ah, mark my words, there's trouble a-brewing. Felt it coming all day. The corn's hurt.
Grumpy.
Well, Mahler, see, fool him, don't fool him. I mean, follow me. We'll squeak up or sneak up on him, Hen. I mean, man, follow me.
Jiminy Crickets. It's a monster.
It covers three beds.
Let's kill it before it wakes up.
Well, which end do we kill? Look out. Look out. It's waking up.
What is it?
Gellers, it's a furrow. A fool's, it's a gee, a goo, a fellow's, it's a girl.
Look out. She's moving.
What do we do?
Hide.
Oh, goodness. I must have been asleep for a long time. Why, the children must have come home. You're not children. You're little men. How do you do?
How do you do what?
Oh, you can talk. I'm so glad. Now, don't tell me who you are. Let me think. You're Doc.
That's true.
you're Bashful.
Oh, gosh.
You're sleepy.
How did you guess?
Of course, you're sneezy. And you must be...
Happy, that's me. And this is Opie. He don't talk none.
Oh, she's trying to fool us with her charms, fellas. Take care.
Oh, that must be Grumpy.
ask her who she is and what she's a-doing here.
Yeah, what are you and who are you doing? What are you? Who are you, my dear?
I'm Snow White.
Snow White, the princess.
Well, tell her to get out.
Oh, please don't send me away. If you do, the queen will kill me.
That queen, she's full of black magic. We'll get into trouble.
Oh, she'll never find me here. And if you let me stay, I'll keep house for you. I'll wash and sweep and cook.
Cook! And apple dumplings.
Why, and crapple dumpkins.
Yes, and plum pudding and gooseberry pie.
Gooseberry pie! Hooray, she stays!
All right, then we'll get supper right now.
Hooray for supper! Hooray for supper!
Magic mirror on the wall. Who now is the fairest one of all?
Over the seven down hills, beyond the seventh fall, in the cottage of the seventh wall, dwells Snow White, fairest one of all.
Snow White lies dead in the forest. The huntsman has brought me this proof in the box. Behold her heart.
Snow White still lives, the fairest in the land. 'Tis the heart of a pig you hold in your hand.
The heart of a pig? I've been tricked. The blundering fool. I'll go myself to the dwarf's cottage. In a disguise so complete, no one will ever suspect. Oh, Where is my book of magic? Ah, so. Now the formula to change my beauty into ugliness. My queenly raiment into a peddler's cloak. Mummy dust to make me old.
It's almost done, but now a toast to darkness. Oh, powers of evil, hear me. Send a blast of wind to fan my hate. A thunderbolt to mix it with. Now begin thy magic spell. I drink the fiery drink of hell.
Before continuing with the second part of Walt Disney's award-winning fantasy, Snow White, let's think for a moment how science is making many of our childhood dreams come true. Today, men really fly. Motion pictures glow with storybook color. And parents are grateful for a lesser merit to them, almost as amazing as the others. Today, many children actually enjoy brushing their teeth. They like the cool, minty flavor of Squibb Dental Cream. Try it and you'll know why. You'll taste, feel, and see the refreshing difference. For pure Squibb Dental Cream wakes up your mouth, uncovers all the natural brilliance of your smile. That's because the active ingredient in Squibb Dental Cream is one of the safest, softest, yet most effective polishing agents known to dental science. So keep your whole family smiling with Squibb Dental Cream. Taste, feel, and see the refreshing difference. In just a moment, we will present the second part of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. But first, we wish to thank Walt Disney for making this production possible. Walt Disney is also producer of Make My Music, the new Technicolor production now having its premiere at the Globe Theater in New York City. And now part two of Walt Disney's Academy Award-winning picture, Snow White.
What the book of magic would provide me. A special sort of death for one so fair as Snow White. Now, what shall it be? Here is one, a poison apple. Sleeping death. Yes, it says. One taste of the poisoned apple, and the victim's eyes will close forever in the sleeping death. Good.
Let's do something.
Well, Happy, what shall I do?
Oh, tell us a story.
Yeah, tell us a story.
A true story.
A love story. Yeah. Once there was a princess.
Was the princess you?
And she fell in love.
Was it hard to do?
It was very easy. Anyone could see that the prince was charming. The only one for me.
Was he hung and strong? Was he strong and handsome?
Was he big and tall?
There's nobody like him anywhere.
Did he say, love you?
And did he steal a kiss?
Oh, he was so romantic, I could not kiss him.
Someday my prince will come.
Witching hour, Snow White sleeps and the seven little dwarfs are in their beds, but in the forest near the cottage in the moonlight, the queen, disguised as a toothless old hag, waits for dawn to break.
Dip the apple in the brew. Let the sleeping death sleep through. But wait, there may be an antidote. Nothing must be overlooked. Here it is. In the book of magic, the victim of the sleeping death can be revived only by love's first kiss. Bah! No fear of that. The dwarfs will think she's dead. She'll be buried alive.
Yes, I am.
But the little men are not here?
No, they're not.
Making pie?
Yes, gooseberry pie.
Apple pies that make the men's mouths water. Pies made from apples like these.
Oh, they do look delicious.
Yes, but wait till you taste one, dear. Rusty birds. What ails them?
I don't know. They're acting so strange today.
They're making me nervous. And my heart is weak.
Oh, here, let me help you.
The birds are making me nervous.
Here, take my arm, Granny. I'll chase the birds. Go away. Just go away. Please go away.
Hey, fellas, look at the birds. Something's wrong. They're all head up.
Hey, friends, they've come from Snow White.
The old queen's got her. That's what's the matter.
Oh, she'll kill us.
Well, what do we do? Oh,
come on, get those pickaxes and come a running. We've got to save Snow White.
But, Danny, I didn't make my wish yet.
Take a bite, dearie. Take a bite.
I wish for my Prince Charming. And that he will carry me away to his castle, where we will live happily ever
after. Fine, fine. Now take a big bite. Don't let the wish go cold.
Oh, I feel so strange.
She bit the apple. Her breath will still, her blood congeal. It's done. Done. Now I'll be fairest in the land. Oh, seven dwarfs. They know what I've done. I must escape. I'm trapped. The meddling little fools. They have me trapped. I can't escape. A cliff before me. A mountain behind.
There she is down there, fellers. Roll the big rock on her. All together, fellers. Heave!
No! No, you don't get me.
Heave!
Heave!
There it goes!
I'll fix you, Buddy. I'll fix you. I'll crush the bone.
Oh, we'll crush your
bone, you fool. No! No, I'm lost! Stop! Ah!
The evil witch queen was gone. But when the seven dwarfs found their beloved princess Snow White, she was lying on the floor of the cottage. Her eyes were closed, and they gave her up for dead.
I'll never be happy anymore.
I won't either, Happy. And I'll never sneeze again.
Poor horse knight, the Snow White. She was so kind to us.
She's so beautiful. We mustn't bury her. We'll make a coffin of glass and gold.
Yes. And we'll see God forever at his side.
Oh, poor lovely Snow White.
Soon the prince, who had searched far and wide for his true love, heard of the beautiful maiden who slept in the glass coffin. And he came, mounted on his white horse, to the sunlit glade where Snow White lay upon her beautiful couch.
Who is the prince on the white horse?
He looks wonderful, big and strong.
Maybe he's coming to see Snow White.
Why, it must be Snow White's charming prince. Don't stand there, fellas. Lead him up to her princess.
Snow White, it is you, my only one. At last I have found you.
Jiminy Cricket, he's going to kiss her.
Oh, at last you've come, my prince.
She's awake. She's awake.
My princess.
Snow White! Hooray! Hooray!
Spring is here. We'll find our love again.
Snow White. I shall carry you off to my castle.
Yes, my prince. And will you love me forever?
I love you forever and ever and ever.
Through the ages, children and grown-ups, too, have learned from parables and stories many of the great truths which inspire and guide mankind. The House of Squibb has its own parable, an oft-repeated story that, for almost a century, has guided the conduct of its business. In the city of Baghdad lived Hakim the Wise One, and many people went to him for counsel, which he gave freely to all, asking nothing in return. There came to him a young man who had spent much but got little and said, "Tell me, wise one, what shall I do to receive the most for that which I spend?" Hakim answered, "A thing that is bought or sold has no value unless it contains that which cannot be bought or sold. Look for the priceless ingredient." "But what is this priceless ingredient?" asked the young man. Spoke then the wise one, "My son, the priceless ingredient of every product in the marketplace is the honor and integrity of him who makes it. Consider his name before you buy." Through its adherence to this ideal of honor and integrity, Squibb has earned recognition all over the world as a name you can trust. Next week, another great picture. The House of Squibb will present Academy Awards starring Randolph Scott and Claire Trevor in Stagecoach. Walt Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was written for radio by Frank Wilson with an original musical score composed and conducted by Leith Stevens. Our producer-director is Dee Engelbach. Remember, next week, part of the country will go on daylight saving time. If your area stays on standard time, please consult your local newspaper for the correct time to hear Academy Awards. This is Hugh Brundage bidding you good night until next week when you are invited to listen again to Academy Awards, presented by the House of Squibb, a name you can trust. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.